Large numbers of ethnic Rohingya fled Myanmar earlier this year. Many went to Indonesia and Malaysia, countries where the majority of the population is Muslim. Myanmar, also known as Burma, is a largely Buddhist country. The government does not recognize the Rohingya as a separate group of people. It considers them illegal migrants from neighboring Bangladesh. Yet many Rohingya have lived in northern Myanmar since the early 1900s. Rohingya have repeatedly been the victims of violence in Myanmar. Since 2012, tens of thousands of them have been living at overcrowded camps. Many have fled the camps for places such as Indonesia. Smugglers have helped the fleeing Rohingya avoid discovery on their often dangerous overseas trip. Some Rohingya who survived the trip say they were abused at sea and on land by smugglers. They say others were shot and killed, or thrown into the water because they were unable to pay the people who were supposed to be helping them. Amnesty International says it spoke with some of the survivors. It reports that hundreds, maybe thousands more refugees and migrants have perished at sea than first estimated. The group says the number is much higher than the official United Nations estimate of 370 deaths. Anna Shea is a researcher for refugee and migrant rights at Amnesty International in London.
Abuses that were perpetrated against them by the boat crews were just unimaginable, including young children who spoke with me about being beaten many times a day, being thrown into the sea for hours on end. Some of them drowned and some of them survived. Just horrific scale and severity of abuses.
Amnesty International says its representatives spoke with 179 asylum-seeking refugees in August. Most of the refugees were staying in Aceh, Indonesia. Amnesty also spoke with Aceh residents, members of civil society organizations, and officials with government and international agencies. The group reports that almost every Rohingya it contacted said they had either been beaten by boat crews or had seen others being beaten. The report says people were beaten for moving, for begging for food or water, or for asking to use the toilet. Children were beaten for crying. Amnesty International published its report as another sailing season begins in the Bay of Bengal and the Andaman Sea. Rights groups have not confirmed that more Rohingya have started fleeing Myanmar. But two small boats reportedly sailed to Malaysia recently from Chittagong in Bangladesh and Arakan State in Myanmar. The boats were said to be carrying a few hundred people. Earlier this year, an estimated 13,000 people fled Myanmar and Bangladesh by sea to escape bad economic conditions. Experts do not believe the number fleeing in the next few weeks will be that high. Representatives of 17 countries met in Bangkok in May to talk about the humanitarian crisis. But no agreement was reached on how to deal with it. However, Indonesia and Malaysia said they would continue to give temporary aid to the migrants, including food and shelter. But the countries demanded that the migrants be returned to their home countries within 1 year. There are reports that Bangladesh and Malaysia may soon reach an agreement to let hundreds of thousands of Bangladeshis work legally in Malaysia. This would reduce the need for people to flee Bangladesh with the help of smugglers. I'm Christopher Jones Cruz.